Property fat cats. The radical waves from Jeremy Corbyn's election campaign seem to have accidentally lapped over into the Guardian motto, "We are the Corbyn haters." A Guardian article on the 10th of May takes a look at the individuals and organizations who have made it big in capitalist Britain. Journalist Alice Martin analyzes that fat catometer, the Sunday Times Rich List 2017. As the Socialist commented in issue 948, the list showed how the total wealth of the richest 1,000 had risen by 14% to no less than £658 billion in the last year. But who are these millionaires and billionaires? Martin says that 26 of the top 100 list property ownership, land, bricks, and concrete, as a major source of their wealth. In Britain, which capitalism has largely deindustrialized, only 6 of them listed industry, 7 retail. Even finance and investment trailed behind on 10 fat cats. There are 164 property moguls in the top 1,000. The value of such property in the UK is now more than £5 trillion, estimated to be almost 60% of the country's entire wealth. Even from a capitalist viewpoint, this has all the sustainability of bubble gum. Workers' wages are being slashed, so that the ruling class, that depends on profit, the unpaid labor of the working class, can live lives of luxury. Meanwhile, housing is in deep crisis, with homes only available at huge and upwardly spiraling costs. This is intolerable. Obviously, we fight for decent housing, and to tax the super rich, but the anti-democratic stranglehold of the property giants must be ended. If a Corbyn government is elected, its problems will be huge, unless it takes the top 150 companies, the banking and finance system and property companies into public ownership. We need a democratic socialist plan of production, based on people's needs, not on the profits of property magnates. Roger Shrives, Lewisham, South London.